Today, June 30th, is the feast day of the first martyrs of the Church of Rome, and it's placed right next to the martyrdoms of Saints Peter and Paul, the feast days of Peter and Paul, which we celebrated yesterday. In the martyrology of Saint Jerome, he mentions 979 early Christians that were also martyred for their faith during the time of the persecution of Nero, which was the first wave of persecution, which would continue really until the Peace of Constantine in about the year 312. So almost 1,000 men and women were martyred for their faith under the persecution of Nero. So we know that Peter and Paul did not die alone in the year 64. As you remember from history, a fire broke out in July of 64 in the Circus Maximus, which was a great shopping district of Rome. It spread quickly throughout Rome, and it burned for 6 days. By the time the smoke had died down, two-thirds of Rome had been destroyed. The rumor, of course, was that Nero himself had begun the fire or set the fire. We don't know what actually happened, but he decided to blame the Christians because they were certainly the most despised group in the city. So he accused the Christians of setting the fire, and so they were rounded up, and Nero took particular delight in finding demonic and barbaric ways of putting them to death by covering them in pitch and putting them on fire like human torches, or sewing the hides of animals around the early Christians and then throwing them to the wild dogs to be devoured, or crucifying them. The emperor would even have these take place in his parties, in his own gardens. The Roman historian Tacitus wrote, "Nero provided his garden for the spectacle and exhibited displays in the circus, at which he mingled with the crowd. Despite their guilt as Christians, the victims were pitied, for it was felt that they were being sacrificed to one man's brutality rather than to the national interest." So Tacitus, the great Roman historian, indicates that even many of the people in those days realized that the Christians were not guilty of this, and that they were having compassion on the Christians because they realized they were being brutally arrested and tortured and persecuted by a madman named Nero. Well, this persecution would really continue another 250 years until the Peace of Constantine. And as Tertullian wrote, though, that God brings good out of evil, and that the blood of the martyrs was the seed of the faith, that the blood of the martyrs watered this seed of the faith, which would continue to grow throughout the centuries. So when the church was persecuted, it began to mushroom, it began to grow, and they could not contain the growth of the early Catholic Church. I'll just conclude by reading a passage from St. Clement's letter to the Corinthians, written between 96 and 98. It says, "After speaking of the martyrdom of Peter and Paul, he speaks of a great throng of the elect who gave us the finest example of endurance in the face of many indignities and tortures." Clement goes on to write, "We ought to put aside vain and useless concerns and go straight to the glorious and venerable norm which is our tradition. And we should consider what is good, pleasing, and acceptable in the sight of God who made us. Let us fix our gaze on the blood of Christ, realizing how precious it is to the Father, since it was shed for our salvation and brought the grace of repentance to the whole world." So really what we see in martyrdom is a continuation of the passion of Christ. Jesus was tortured, persecuted, and died on the cross. And as the world treated Christ, it will treat the church, it will treat Christians. And when we see what the evil behind this, we see it was really Satan's diabolical lashing out against the church. Just as Satan lashed out against Christ and the scourging at the pillar, the crowning with thorns, the crucifixion, so the blood of the martyrs we see it's really Satan's lashing out against the church, which is a continuation of Christ in history.